If you ask anybody to do a presentation or talk about a particular topic, there is a 90% chance they will get back to you saying they have a PowerPoint presentation ready to hit the screen. With 500 million PowerPoint users worldwide and 30 million PowerPoint presentations created every day and more than 6 million teachers using PowerPoint for classroom lectures around the world, it's almost like we have forgotten how to present without PowerPoint. This has led to a lot of dull and rote presentations, also known as death by PowerPoint. Death by PowerPoint is one of the fastest trending topics for discussion. In fact, a quick search on Google brings up about 2 million results. Welcome to this podcast on how to create a PowerPoint presentation that won't put people to sleep. I've also created an infographic using picture chart, which you can use as a guide while creating your next PowerPoint presentation. The link to this infographic is in the description for this podcast. I did a short presentation on this very topic a couple of months ago, and before I started my presentation, I posed a question to my audience, which was, "What is your worst PowerPoint experience?" And as I was jotting down their answers, which were, too much information on one slide, tiny fonts, distracting backgrounds or animations, reading directly from slides, bad clip art, etc., it got me thinking, if the audience is focused on all these distractions during a presentation, were they actually engaged? Probably not. Before you create your PowerPoint presentation, think about, what is your great idea? Brainstorm either on your own or with a friend or colleague and highlight the key concepts you would like to talk about during your presentation. Remember, you are the focus of this presentation. Your PowerPoint is only a visual aid. Therefore, your entire presentation should steer focus towards you. And here are six simple ways to do that. 1. Convey one message per slide. This makes it easier for your audience to follow through, as well as steer their attention to what you are trying to convey. If there is more than one message per slide, there is a chance that they will focus on one and not the other, or vice versa. 2. Avoid wordiness. Did you know that 90% of what you say is gone in 30 seconds? If your audience has to listen to you as well as read off your slides at the same time. Therefore, 1 plus 1 equals 0. Try to limit the number of bullets and avoid sentences as much as you can in your slides. 3. Limit the number of objects. When creating your PowerPoint, think of it as your storyboard. Use visuals that are simple yet evocative and able to easily express a complicated concept. Avoid crowding your PowerPoints and limit the number of objects to 6 per slide. Use dark backgrounds for your slides, like dark blue, black, etc. This makes the content stand out in your presentation and is visually appealing to your audience. 5. Always follow the 10-20-30 rule for presentations. Try to convey the information in 10 slides and wrap up your presentation in 20 minutes. Also ensure that the font size is 30 points or larger for any texts in your presentation. And finally, if you are ever in doubt, just keep it simple. And this goes for slide transitions and animations too. Using too many slide transitions and animations are distracting for your audience. Another option that is gaining popularity is incorporating social media into your presentation. This is a great way to engage your audience before, after, and during your presentation. For example, create a Twitter hashtag so that the audience can tweet about their views. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and that's all for me for now. Bye-bye.